Let's go ahead and talk about Horizon. So
it aged pretty well. It's a good game, but there are other games that have done the open world aspect. It suffers from the same problem with many open world games where you got too much crap on the map. The map ends up filling up with all these icons. You're kind of like, what
that's
the
an Ubisoft
heck
problem now.
The storyline actually picked up, and that's probably the better aspect of it. You kind of get an understanding of what happens, but the side stories and side quests to it were not as engrossing as the main storyline was. Once you kind of beefed your character up and got her up to a certain level, she becomes a little invincible. You can get this shield outfit, gives you a force field. You'll get hits and everything like that, and the force field will replenish. It's a little bit cheesy at that point. Kind of the challenge comes down a bit when you do get that. But at the same time, it's still challenging enough with certain monsters without it being cheesy. So you go into an area, you don't have high level monsters that are like level 50 and you're only like level 20. It's their vulnerabilities are not as easily accessible. They still got the same vulnerability. You take those out, it'll drop them. I completed the game, but I wasn't enthusiastic about picking up the DLC and playing through that again. So I'll just kind of leave it at that. It was on my bucket list, one of those games I needed to finish up and play. Overall, I think it took about 20 hours to complete.
Well, I've been playing that Batman Enemy Within, which is the second Telltale game for Batman. And it's pretty okay thus far. I like it. I need to get a little bit further in. I'm just still at the first chapter. Picks up where the last game left off. Did you play that, the last one?
I only got through the first episode, I think. Kind of playing through it. I was like, I kind of didn't feel that so much. So I just left it at that.
No, the story goes off into some different directions that work well. I liked it a lot.
I had the whole thing. I need to check.
Yeah, I would give it a play. It's worthwhile. And for some reason, these Telltale games, the Batman ones are the only ones I can play. It's like the rest of them, I just aren't interested in. I have them all. I have Game of Thrones. I have Minecraft. I have
Game of Thrones. I stopped at the last episode. You're given a choice that is bullshit. It's like, what the fuck? I played the, God bless America. What's the name of that post-apocalyptic game?
Tales from the Borderlands?
Yes, there we go. Into the Borderlands. I played that. Not Into the Borderlands, but
Tales from the Borderlands.
Tales from the Borderlands. I didn't complete the whole thing, but I got pretty far into it. I need to jump back into it.
Yeah, but like I said, that Batman one, the second one and the first one, those are good. They're worthwhile. They're probably the better ones. Maybe that first Walking Dead game, the Batman ones are the only ones that have played and finished.
I think I know what the problem was with the Batman one. It wasn't like, I'm kind of spoiled on Rocksteady's Batman game. So they need to update their game engine. That thing needs to get revamped.
Speaking of Rocksteady, did you guys hear that Rocksteady's next game is a Superman game?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I heard some stuff about that. A Green Lantern game might actually be good.
Shit.
It's open rumored.
World Superman game. How the hell is that going to work?
Yeah, it's rumored about that. But I've also been playing Bulletstorm. I bought the remastered version. I also bought Bayonetta. Have not played. And also massive amounts of Rocket League. I need boost. Showed Keith a gif of goal I scored. And I can't be stopped, yo. You don't want to see me on the field.
What the fuck? All right, I'm done. Jesus Christ, man. Hold on. Do you have a damn flower as an antenna? No, that's a
gingerbread man, which makes it worse. That makes that's worse than a flower. Barry.
You hungry? The fuck? Got a sweet tooth?
But did you get that Murderous Intense, whatever the heck of the game, Murderous Pursuits?
Murderous Pursuits? No, I didn't get it. I'm getting it because it seemed like that shit would be fun as hell.
What is it?
This thing called Murderous Pursuits is like basically Assassin's Creed
multiplayer.
I did get this game called Deceit. It's free though.
What does everyone think about the Destiny DLC?
I don't give a shit. Probably got paid for it, and I'm just not.
No, I want to say it might be free, but nobody's playing Destiny.
See, that's the thing, man. A little bit too late. Should have thought about that before. Can't save a game that's already dead. I see no life in that game.
You were hardcore about that game, James. Like, everybody's
man. I was. I'm not going to lie. I wanted that game to do well because the concept of it could have been great.
Even the first one, I think you, Matt, and
Tyrone
were the ones playing that, and I got bored with it.
I never played it.
You ain't miss much. First play it, it's kind of fun. It's enjoyable. And then after a while, you get to like the end game, and you're kind of like, okay, well, what's next? absolutely fucking nothing until 2 years later. To me, it was an incomplete game, just like part two was incomplete. Everything is a DLC. Why can't you just give us a complete game, let us enjoy the game, and then have something come out later? It just seemed like it's too easy to get to the end game. I maxed out like two characters and shit. How can I max out two characters that damn quick?
I think that's it for Bungie.
They tried. No, I mean, they made a ton of money, dude. So
yeah.
Well, it may be it for Bungie. They got money, like you said. Is anyone going to actually buy another game made by Bungie? We've seen what they could do, and it's not very impressive.
Well, speaking of sequels, did anyone see that Rage 2 trailer?
What
trailer?
A Rage 2.
Rage 2. It's Rage? Remember Rage from id Software?
No.
It was that post-apocalyptic game. It was like Mad Max, but...
Yeah, this one is actually made by Avalanche Studios, Just Cause, and Mad Max.
Does it look good?
It played through Rage a little bit, but...
I don't remember Rage at all.
That was kind of the problem, but... The problem with Rage is that when they announced the release Rage, they announced Fallout, and nobody was thinking about that fucking game at that.
Oh, it came out when, what, Fallout 4 came out?
Yeah, well, it was kind of Fallout 4 was announced. Are you going to have any role-playing elements in it? Are you going to have any other things like this in it?
Rage 2, wow, Rage 2 makes no sense. A franchise that nobody remembers. Damn. That's kind of true. That shit. All right, let me take a look at the trailer.
I think the only thing people like was just that it was kind of open world, and that was really about it.
But Bethesda's got, what else are they working on?
I think that might have been it in Quake.
It doesn't like Mad Max.
Mad Max and Borderlands.
And Doom.
If it has a grappling hook from Just Cause, that would be funny.
I don't think it's going that route.